啊，对不对？
我帅。
夫人吃什么？
I'm here with Tim and Andy from the awesome Metalist Hell who've been on stage today. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah. We're doing good, thanks. Good day.
How was the show for you today? It was awesome from our side.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we had a good time. It was a very short setup to get up on stage, but yeah, it was a 20 minute turnaround with all that stuff up there.
Yeah.
Well, I think we pulled it off, hopefully. I think it came across well.
Fantastic. Yeah, the crowd certainly.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think it was even better than 2 years ago when we played, so it was great. Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Crowd.
Yeah, good homecoming.
Yeah. It was great. So, yeah. Oh, what do you notice the differences between 2 years ago when you played and today?
I'm older.
Yeah, I've got no hair.
And it's lost weight.
Yeah. I think we played better as well, actually. It felt better up there today. I mean, we've obviously done a whole load of touring since last time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of the first UK shows, sort of festival shows we did last time. I think we'd done Download before. But we weren't really sinking quite as a band then, and we've toured, been out in Europe touring, done probably 50 shows since then. So we've come a long way since then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found our way a little bit now.
Yeah.
So do you notice much difference between the crowds on all the European shows to here? Is there much difference with the fans?
No, not really. I mean, I think they're quite a warm response here. I think because we are English and local as well, I think people are well behind us here.
Yeah.
I don't think we've really gigged enough in the UK, to be honest. We've done one or two shows in London, some local shows, and obviously a few festivals like this and the Metal Hammer Festival as well. But we haven't actually done a run of gigs in the UK yet. So with the I think the Defenders of the Faith gigs in November, the Metal Hammer ones, I think it's going to help us out a lot over here.
Right. What are they? Sorry?
We're touring with Amon Amarth and Carcass.
Oh, right.
I think the shows are in December. The tour starts in November, and December we're in the UK. So that's the plan. Yeah.
Right, great.
Yeah.
And can you give me any news on the upcoming album? Because I know you're working on it.
Yeah, we've got 7 songs recorded so far with drums, bass, guitars and keys. And I start on Monday with Dave doing vocals on those.
Right.
I've got to try and get it finished by the end of the month. It'll probably be the first week of September by the time we get it wrapped up.
Yeah.
There's a couple of songs we've still got to sort arrangements and a few vocal parts out in, but it's shaping up well. There's probably 4 or 5 older songs that we've sort of revamped for that from back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, the rest is all new stuff that we put together. So yeah, it's good. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, some really good new stuff, and it is exciting. I mean, it's a darker album than we've done before. It's more interesting. I think it's just moved on, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sounds more like a band that's, you can tell we've been gigging, yeah. With the first record, it was something we pieced together over 3 years, and these guys hadn't even been playing then, so we kind of, you know, pieced it together, where this one is definitely more cohesive, I think.
So it's going to be the Hell sound, but more...
Just pushed a little bit further.
A different mix of writers, because God bless Dave Halliday's not with us anymore, but it's this man here, Andy, has, you know, been involved with playing with Dave when he was young, and he knows the styles, he knows the feel, and it locks into that genre, so he's just ideal for writing those songs. He's writing some killer songs, Andy, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do.
He's working the arse off me, that's a fact, but it's alright.
Do you do the main writing?
No, Kev's written a lot of stuff as well, obviously, because he was one of the main guys back in the day. So it's really me and Kev coming up with ideas, you know, and the other guys are throwing their sort of 10 pence worth in, and yeah, it's a bit of a band thing, really.
Yeah.
How it should be. Yeah.
So I take it you'll be producing it as well.
Yeah.
Why not? I didn't offer, but he said no.
Yeah. Can do if you want to.
What's it like producing your own stuff then?
It's all right. I mean, I'll still be in the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, hit record and trying to play, you know. So, but I've always been really picky on things. Even, you know, back when I was playing Sabbath, I was always sat over the producer's shoulder trying to tell him what to do, even though I didn't know what I was doing then. So. I think I'm just a bit of a control freak, to be honest.
No, you're not.
In the nicest possible
way. Yeah.
So when can we expect the album? Is there any sort of rough idea on when it's going to be ready for release?
Andy's and the label are working towards November the 4th for the release.
Right.
I think the album's got to be with them for the end of August, beginning of September.
Yeah. Right. So not too far away.
No, we're a bit pushed. But yeah, I mean, the tour, I think, starts November 6th, so obviously we're sort of the whole point of doing it is to try and get it out for that tour.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So have you toured with them on a Mouth? No, you're not.
No, I produced their album, though. Yeah, I produced Carcass as well, Mixed Carcass. Yeah, cool. Yeah, so guess how we got the tour.
Well, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. You did Saxon as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Saxon as well.
Oh, yeah.
My friends.
Who's been your favourite then to produce? Have you got a favourite?
Actually, you know, a lot of the people I work with that are actually, I consider really close friends now. I mean, I've just had Wolf in from Accept for the last week. And those guys have been brilliant to me. I'll even go on holiday over to Nashville and hang out with them for a week. You know? Yeah, so they're such nice people. Yeah. And the good thing about metal music, in a way, you know, we're all the same. We're all cut from the same cloth. So you make good, really good friendships in this business. And I mean, the Exodus guys, they are, I'd say Exodus are actually the most insane people I've ever met in my life. Yeah, I always describe doing an Exodus album as getting included on an episode of The Banana Splits. Do you remember that from when we were kids? Honestly, I have got myself into some bizarre situations that I'm not going to tell you about.
Oh, give us an example.
Well, I will, but he included a Danish dildo, the daughter of the mayor of San Francisco, and a huge pile of cocaine, but I'm not going any further. There's a scoop for you.
Yeah, that'll be my headline. So, just to finish off, what do you think to the British metal music scene today? How do you think it is?
Is there one? Would you say there is one?
There's lots of up-and-coming bands.
No, but I don't even look at it like that now, because I think that the world's got such a small place with the internet that I don't even look at a band if they're either good or not, basically. And I don't know. I'm not really keeping tabs on that many bands, to be honest. But to me, the band's either good or not. And with the internet, I think back in the 80s when Sabbath was going, it was such a big deal trying to get out to Germany or getting out to America or anything like that. Now it's so easy. Yeah. And with all these festivals over the summer that's happening, you know, literally Ryanair flight, you know, £90, each everyone's playing in Germany. We couldn't even do that back in the day. So I think it's just, I think you're either good or not. It's not about whether you're British or not.
Right, to finish off then, what message would you like to give to your fans?
Well, thanks for the support. I mean, we never imagined that the first album was going to do anything like it has. And we're just blown away by it, to be honest. So. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. And you made a bunch of old men, with the exception of this man, very happy. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.